Roan didn't know which to stare at first, the suits of finely wrought armor or the little creature who was selling them. He knew what dwarves and elves were, but this thing was neither. It was as small as a dwarf, but much slimmer. It had long fingers and sharp eyes. It caught Roan staring and raised an eyebrow at him.
"Yes?"
the creature said in a creaky voice. Roan's wisdom was high enough not to ask the obvious question, "What the hell are you?" Instead, he pulled out his gold and asked, "What can I get for this?" It seemed like a lot of money, and he was sure he could score at least some chainmail. But the creature only pointed at a suit of dull brown leather armor and an odd set of clothes that looked like it was made out of quilted cloth over pillow foam. Football players had better armor. He started to shake his head. However, Marshall pointed at the padded armor.
"We'll take that. 5 gold, right?"
Roan started to protest, and Marshall gripped his arm and hissed,
"It's all we can afford for now. It's why we need more gold from Charon."
Roan felt it best to rely on Marshall, who seemed to know what was going on. The armor was paid for, and Marshall said,
"Think the armor onto you. When you're not in combat, you can think armor on and off. It saves time in the game."
It was simple, and in a snap, the padded armor was nestled all around him. He made a face. It was light enough. However, it was also oddly thick, and he felt puffed up. They moved on to weapons. With the last of his gold, Marshall bought him a war pick. Not a sword, or a battle axe, or a bow, but a war pick, which was exactly like a mining tool. It had a blunt end for hammering, and a pointy end. For stabbing, Roan supposed.
"It's really not all that bad," Marshall said.
"Then why aren't you getting one?"
Roan had just noticed that Marshall had neither armor nor weapon. Marshall clapped him on his padded shoulder.
"Because I am saving my money to buy you a drink. You know, while we wait for Amanda."
He led them away from the vendors and to a tavern. Roan had been in his fair share of seedy, puke-smelling dumps in his time, but this beat them all. There were all manner of people and creatures inside, though the place was so dark and smoke-filled that it was hard to get a good look at any of them. Archon could have been in one of the many little alcoves, and Roan wouldn't have had a clue. The clientele was diverse, and so were the employees. There were 3 bartenders, and only one was human.
"What is that?"
Roan asked, under his breath, and jerking his head towards a hulking, pig-nosed, tusked, off-green bartender.
"It's a half-orc," Marshall told him.
"They're usually unpleasant, but since he has the shortest line, let's get you a drink."
Marshall shouldered his way over to the bar and ordered 2 house meads. The half-orc grunted and grabbed 2 rusty iron chalices from a dripping pile. He wiped the chalices with a filthy towel and proceeded to pour in an amber liquid. Roan watched in disgust as drool slid from one of his tusks and dropped into one of the cups, the same cup that he pushed toward Roan.
4 coppers,
the half-orc growled, wiping his chin with the back of his hand.
"There's drool in this," Roan said, pushing it back. "And the cup is dirty. Try again."
He didn't need to be a genius or even very smart to know that it wasn't good to drink drool, especially from this sort of creature. It was not something he would allow in the real world, and it wasn't something he would put up with here.
"Oh, boy," Marshall said, taking his chalice and stepping back as the half-orc reached beneath the bar and picked up a scimitar.
The sword was 3 feet of curved, razor-sharp metal. Using his filthy thumb, the half-orc tested the edge and said to Roan,
"Now it's 8 coppers.
Roan shook his head, taking up his war pick. He had never used one, but it felt natural in his hands.
"No. 4 coppers and a fresh, clean glass. There's no reason to threaten."
The half-orc leapt over the bar, and still, Roan did not really think the creature would attack him. Why would he? No one did that in the real world, not over a glass of weird-looking beer. He was still in denial when the bartender slashed in a downward stroke with the scimitar.